So we are live. I'm Cassandra Cousineau, your host, the Sportsnista, with a guest that I've been waiting almost a lifetime, actually, to sit down and talk with. But certainly the past 24 hours has been a bit of a whirlwind for us over here at Levels. First, want to welcome who I believe is the most dominant champion in MMA history, Chris Cyborg Justino. Welcome, champ.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here to share a little bit with my fans.
You are training right now, cross-training a little bit, doing something that I think you've been talking about for a while, but you've certainly been capable of doing it for a while. On September 24th, you will be boxing in your hometown in Brazil. Tell me, how did that come about?
You know, it's one of my dreams doing a boxing fight. You know, I started MMA before MMA, so for me, I know I compete in wrestling, I compete in jiu-jitsu, I compete in my... So for me, the only art I did was boxing. So for the opportunity to do a boxing fight, and it's going to be amazing because it's going to be in Brazil.
Now, a lot of people kind of thought maybe this came out of the blue, but how long have you had it in the back of your mind? How long were you training with your coaches for just kind of this possibility? And did it have to be Brazil?
For me, I was been working already for a couple of years boxing because it's one of my dream. I was doing boxing, but I know I was doing MMA, but I really trained with a lot of girls, professional boxing. We do training together. And for me, like, it's going to be like I'm going to put it in the practice what I'm doing at the gym. You know me doing the gym? So for a little while, but for this camp, I believe you did 7-8 weeks training for the one boxing fight.
And I know that you'd been working with Clarissa Shields as she was making her transition into MMA. You spend any time with her now that you're making your transition into boxing in a couple of weeks?
You know, it's amazing, you know, what Clarissa Shields doing in the boxing world. She's going to fight soon. So I wish the best for her. To coming to do MMA is nice because she's young, she wants to learn to be great for the woman's MMA.
Yeah,
so I'm happy, you know, she's here and she's really supportive, really training together, and it was nice, you know. I hope she do great in her fight, get the victory.
I don't know if you just heard that scream, champ, but my son, normally he would be at Taekwondo class, but because I had this time with you, I have him actually doing it virtual in the living room. So he's actually a Taekwondo red belt. He is 9. He is ranked 3rd in the state of Nevada, and we're headed off to fall nationals next month, actually, in Pittsburgh. So you might hear some ayahs over there in just a second. I think there's some psychics.
You know, I believe the sport, the martial arts, really change the lives, and they will, you know, they learning discipline, they're learning overcome, they're learning get a defense. I think it's very important for the kids. Congratulations. You know, I'm very, very, very excited. The room, that is his screen, doing everything he has to do. It's very good.
Thank you. What's your message to young women? For in terms of being able to train in martial arts, maybe they don't want to become champion, but why is martial arts important for the lives of young women?
The martial arts are very important for self-defense. And if you feel great for training, for losing weight, you're great. Sometimes you wake up or work very stressful. After work or before work, you're a different person. You know, you train, you relieve, you're happy. It's really one thing you really change my life. You know, I'm 5 years old. So now MMA, but I did it in another sport. But I see how great the sport changed my life, who I am today. You know, what a lot of people I can touch. You know, it doesn't matter if you're big, you know, big name. You don't know. You don't know what God had for you. You know, so I didn't know. I am now. We know when they start doing mixed martial arts. I just have one dream. And for sure, you home, say, okay, I want to train in the gym. Just show up, looking for a different place, or don't need to be just other sports, but it can make you feel great. People give you a welcome to come. You know, you can, for kids, it's amazing for kids because they help a lot of things. And for the girls, you know, you make a friend, everybody stay just on the phone. You don't have the touch, talk to each other, meet people, and the people in the gym, and the training together, and they have fun together, and self-defense.
It's definitely been an interesting journey. I know in my house, I got a sentry bag over there. We're practicing spinning sidekicks all the time, but it's the mental aspect of the game that actually has been most important in terms of preparing for life. You've seen a lot in terms of the MMA business. Take me to the moment where you thought maybe it just might not be worth it. And what gets you out of the dark moments?
You know, a lot of times in my career, I was like cry alone in my room. So, you know, when I moved to America, I have a hard time speaking English. I don't have a little money for my mom help me because the dollar is so much higher than money in Brazil. And then when she worried about, I have one dream in my heart. You know, and one thing you have to do is something you love. If you love, You even the hard moments, you're gonna continue because you love something just because of money. Because if you get hard time, the money not there, you're gonna say no, I'm quit. Love something you do. Doesn't matter if people say you cannot make. This is not for you. Heart, and you wanna continue. Go for sure, the blessing is gonna come. For sure, you know, if you have a discipline, say, you do your best you can. You do the best you can. Maybe you've been a bit tired, you know, but you do the answer and the what you want is going to come. So I believe it is. Sometimes have a hard time in your life. I believe it's not the bad and the good things have a reason. You know, things happen. You have to learn something from that. It will make you stronger for another thing that's going to come. This is what happened now, but next you're going to be ready. It's like I like training in the gym. You know, another day, you already passed through the hard time. I said, in this position, I know how to come out because the last training. So this is the life. This is, I think, a martial arts help because these steps in the gym, and this you can bring to your life.
You've had a lot of wins in your career. You've also had a lot of lessons. I would say sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. So you've learned quite a bit in your career as well. The UFC's dominant champion, Kamaru Usman, recently lost his belt in a very surprising way to Leon Edwards, who was winning that fight, and then just got caught. What do you say when you see moments like that, when you see dominant, because you've experienced it as well, when you see dominant champions, how do you come back?
It's the loss, you know, it's a lot of questions in your head in that moment happen, but the questions will happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to take a little while, but you really cannot be anger. You cannot be, you know, I think a lot of things after this is happening with you. You think a lot of things, why I don't did that? Why should a lot of people around you, some people not gonna show up. Doesn't do something or something you lose or something, don't disappear. Don't disappear. When you're champion or not champion anymore, people are gonna disappear in your life. And I think it's a lot of things, bad things you lost the fight. Okay, you learn, something you learn. But they're gonna clean up the people around you. For sure, 1,000%, you're gonna see. Maybe that thing was the best thing happened. So I think it didn't think. I know I have some losses. Save it to him quick. I was defeated in my career, and they lost quick. You know, and they don't change my legacy. No, but I beat their fight, so I supposed to lose. I supposed to learn, like you said. You know, but in career because I'm happy now. I was in the moment. Very difficult moment in my own back and forth with the event. And I'm a happy person now, and then we are waiting for me a better person. I'm a better athlete. You know, I improve my game, I'm getting better. Thinking a lot of things, just see the bad side, have to be the good side. anything in your life?
Well, speaking of the good side, women's boxing is kind of having a moment, really like the pandemic. And then there's been a lot of momentum since then. Of course, Clarissa's been out there. You got Sunisa Estrada. And Sunisa, actually, I talked with her a couple of weeks ago, and she said that she had a couple moments, a couple of rounds with you. And she's like, I love Chris. And so she wishes you well. What do you see happening in women's boxing at this moment that's good, and what still needs to happen in order for it to actually become an even greater force in the sport?
And you know, you see, like, Clarissa Shields, she's the greatest in boxing in her division. You know, she going to MMA. It's better, you know, than boxing. It's really sad. You know, she had to leave her sport and go to. And nice, she's welcome to our, you know, to our world. You know? But I believe, like, because I think the pay, the men's make millions, the girls don't make it, you know, there. But I believe. I believe the women's MMA change. I believe the boxing world, the girls are gonna change too. You know, you see like Jake Paul between Amanda Serrano and Kayleigh Taylor. You know, they need each other, each one. So it is the best pay that they have in the women's box. They change a lot. I believe it's gonna change. You know, but just have to have a girls like Clarissa, like. Another girls and women's boxing anywhere training, believe as I believe the sport is going to grow more and more.
I just have you for a couple more minutes. Let's talk about your upcoming fight on September 25th. You're going back to your hometown. Why this particular opponent?
You know, I never choose my opponent, so I would like somebody like no fight. But you know, I have experience in MMA. MMA, so I'm not gonna show up somebody. So then Simone Silva, she's agreed to fight me. You know, she have a fortune box, she have a lot of experience. She fight for the world title 4 times. Big challenge. I've been training with serious. You know, I'm very happy. It's one dream coming true. Side is gonna be my city. I work really hard to do my best and it'd be a great fight for the fans.
What should fans look forward to in terms of what you're going to be able to do in the square as opposed to the octagon?
You know, I mean, I've been training hard because, you know, you cannot box like you box in MMA, you go boxing with a real boxer. Big challenge. I've been training really serious, guys. I hope you guys will enjoy. I do my boxing there, you know, and be a boxer and do my best I can and do good body. I want to continue to do great fights and big fights for my fans. So I'm gonna be make one dream, you know, and my city, joy to watch, and who here in America or anywhere in the world, you can watch a fight, watch a live.
Just one more question in Portuguese. Tell your fans where they can actually find the fight and why it's important for you to be in your hometown.
Estarei lutando dia 25 de setembro, vai ser em Curitiba, na Arena. Se você está no Brasil, vá lá, muitas vezes, fight muito show. Segue a página, segue o Instagram, você vai saber mais. E você, com certeza, vai ter o fight.tv, mas eu acredito que talvez passe e me segue que eu vou estar falando mais aonde vocês vão poder ver, tá bom? Obrigado, 25 de setembro.
Listen, I wish you all the best. Is this a one-off for you? How often do you think you might get back?
Thank you so much. What do you say? Sorry.
How often do you want to box? You gonna be back in there again next year?
I don't know. No, I just want now, and I always, you know, pray and leave God has a step for my life, but I really do like enjoy to do more fights, but I really focus on the next and after her. Let's see if we open more doors for this, but I really need to, you know, for MMA and for Bellator, so let's see what's gonna happen.
We do have a fan question. They want to know what the percentage is likelihood for you to fight Kayla Harrison next year. 10%, 20%, 50%, you might.
So for now I believe it's 0% because we never talk each other. You know, we never discuss about this fight. So I know Kayla Harris has been talk, but we never sit down and talk about what we can do for make this fight happen. This has never happened yet. So I think trouble is going to happen, but for now we don't have anything on the table.
Whatever happens, I wish you the absolute best. Thank you. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.